朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我真的是很感谢主，一年一次给我们这样子的机会，大家一起来神的面前来承受恩典。
I'm really so thankful that every year we have this opportunity to receive blessing from the Lord.
今年尤其特别，我们是在自己的教会本身举行。
This year is going to be special because we will have this conference here at our church.
我们除了预期神给我们很大的祝福以外，
Not only that, we expect great blessings from the
Lord. 我也特别请求弟兄姊妹束紧腰带，知道我们面对一个新的挑战。
I also ask the brothers and sisters will gird ourselves because we're facing a different new challenge.
这个挑战一点不是从外面来的。
And the challenge is not from the outside.
是从我们天然人的惰性来的。
But yet, from the laziness from our own nature.
因为离家这么近，可能我们有的人会有一堂没一堂的跑回家去了。
Because it's so close to our home, so we might miss some meetings.
我们在这么熟悉的场地，每个礼拜来的地方，我们的心可能就松懈了。
At the site where we're so familiar with that we come every week, so probably we'll just relax.
但是所有其他的东西都没改变，我们还是来敬拜神。
But everything else stayed the same. We still come to worship God.
我们还是在这里听他对我们说话。
We still come to hear what he has to say to us.
我们接受圣灵在我们中间的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit in
our midst. 我们跟圣徒们一起在身体里面来见证他。
And together with the saints, we want to testify for him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们接受这个挑战，一趟都不回家哈。
So, dear brothers and sisters, let's accept this challenge, and we will not miss a single meeting.
我们在这边就是一起同心合意的，要得到主，要遇见他。
So, together in one accord, we want to obtain and meet the Lord.
昨天晚上六归这些孤儿孩子们来到我们中间，有非常好的这个。诗歌见证。
Last night we had a wonderful gospel meeting with the choir from an orphanage in Taiwan.
我昨天说过了，我除了享受感动他们唱诗啊，那么好的诗歌。
As I mentioned last night, not only that I enjoy the beautiful singing.
但是我更感动神在这班孩子们身上，这么孤苦无助的孩子们身上，神给他们特别的恩典。
But I was especially touched by special grace from God for these children who have gone through a special suffering.
他们这么年轻就需要经过人生的破碎，人生的痛苦。
That they have gone through so much suffering and brokenness at young age.
你昨天听到那个小姊妹的见证，对不对
？As we heard the testimony of that little sister.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生经过所有这些路的时候，希望我们都得到主，都来经历主。
As we walk through all these journeys, may we all obtain the Lord and experience Him.
今天早上我们还是继续要来看第二章很重要、很重要的题目啊。
Today we will continue to look at Philippians chapter 2, very important message.
我为了这篇信息，我自己里面非常非常的紧张。因为觉得自己很不配讲这个信息。
I've been very nervous about this because I feel so unworthy to preach this message.
我甚至不知道怎么讲这篇信息。
I don't even know how to preach this message.
因为它太伟大了。
Because it's so great.
在讲耶稣，讲耶稣的伟大。
It's talking about Jesus, the greatness of Jesus.
我们每一次来到这些话语面前的时候，就觉得自己何等的渺小，何等的污秽，何等的不配啊。
Every time we come before the words of God, we feel we're so small and we're so filthy and unworthy.
刚才每一首诗歌都让我们看见这个。荣耀的王
The songs we just sing, every single one revealed to us this great, glorious King.
他真是太伟大的王
He is so glorious.
我不晓得你们刚刚有没有注意到有一个 PowerPoint 的 slide 照那个宇宙的星球
I don't know if you notice one of the slides shows the beauty of the galaxy.
弟兄姊妹，当你每次举目望天，看见满天繁星的时候，我们都要低头敬拜他
Every time we lift up our heads and see all the stars in the sky, we ought to bow our heads and worship God.
我们说这个光光的速度一秒钟滴答两声已经绕了地球七圈半了
You know that just within one second, 滴答 the speed of light will circulate the earth for 7.5 circles.
你要知道整个宇宙多大吗
And you know how great is the entire universe?
到今天没有答案啊
Until today, we have no answer.
它已经是几百亿上千亿光年了
It's like billions of light years.
弟兄姊妹，地球在整个宇宙中连海边的沙一粒都比不上的。
So the earth in the entire galaxy is just like a sand on the seashore.
不是那一个地区，是全宇宙的地区，所有的沙加起来，地球比不上其中的一粒。
And the earth is not even, cannot even compare with one single sand in the entire universe of the beaches, entire universe.
这么伟大的宇宙，神说有就有了。
With this great universe, God says,Come to existence and it existed.
整个万有是借着他造的，是为他被造的。
The entire universe was created for him and by him.
而这么伟大的宇宙的主宰，今天为了救我们，他量子的降杯来到地上。
And yet this great master of the universe, in order to save us, he humbled himself and came to this world for us.
所以我求主帮助我们，好，越过我，不仅越过我所有的贫穷和软弱，让我们来看这段信息。
So may the Lord help me to surpass all my witnesses so that we can continue, we can look at this passage together.
我请求在座的每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都预备好来迎接这位伟大的神。
I ask every single brother and sister to be prepared to meet this great God.
请你们不要只是听一篇信息，我要 to face to face encounter with him.
We hope that we will not just listen to a sermon, but we will face to face encounter him.
我们需要真正的跟他面对面的来相遇啊。
We need to meet him face to face.
我相信我们就改变我们的这一生的。
And then that will change our life.
我们来看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
我们从第五节读起。对不起，第六节。
Let's read starting from verse 6.
没有关系，我们还是从对不起，我从第五节读到十三节啊。
We will start from verse 5 through 13.
我想它不长，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，都因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。上个礼拜我们讲以耶稣基督的心为心的时候
Last time when we shared about having the mind of Christ
我们稍微讲了一下什么叫做以耶稣基督的心为心
We briefly touched what does it mean to have the mind of Christ
就是我今天在这里列出来的这三个简单的重点讲到他降卑他舍己他绝对的顺服
Today I listed three points here that he humbled himself he denied himself and he obeyed
而他的降卑他的舍己他的顺服都是带着一个荣耀的目的
And his humility, self-denial and obedience all carry a glorious purpose
而这个目的是什么
And what is that glorious purpose?
还有没有人记得
Anyone remember?
真的很惭愧哈这个传道人讲完到下个礼拜大家都忘光光了
So embarrassing
耶稣基督的心他降卑他舍己他顺服是为了什么
So what's the purpose of his humility and his self-denial and his obedience?
为了荣神益人
In order to glorify God and benefit men
这是我初中就开始听到的荣神益人这四个字
I've heard about this since I was in junior high. To glorify God and bless men.
它里面包含的意义太多太大了。
And it encompasses so much meaning.
刚才我们讲到万膝跪拜万口颂扬为的是叫荣耀归给神对不对
So we said that all tongues will confess and all knees will bow in order to give glory to God the Father.
整个基督的降卑降卑舍己舍己顺服顺服而到最后父神把他高举万膝跪拜万口颂扬为的是要叫荣耀归给神
Christ continued to lower himself humble himself deny himself become lower and lower until God exalted him and All tongues will confess and all knees will bow in order to glorify God the Father.
我希望等我们讲完的时候，大家能够知道，不是为了高抬自己，而是为了要荣耀归给神。
I hope that after the message, you will understand that it is not for his self-exaltation, but to glorify God.
这个讲到荣神，荣耀神。
And that is to glorify God.
在第一段的后面结束第八节的时候，他降卑降卑，顺服顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
At the end of verse 8, we see that the extreme of his obedience and lowering and is to die on the cross.
说到他借着十字架，他带来了完全的救恩啊。他把救恩带给了我们这些无望的罪人。
And he brought salvation to us who are hopeless sinners.
他带给了我们这些卑贱无望的罪人。
Sinners who are so lowly and filthy.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督的心讲到他的降卑，他的舍己，他的顺服。
So this, the mind of Christ.It talks about his humility and his obedience and his self-denial.
为的是能够活出这么高的价值，叫做荣神益人。
In order that he can bring about a life that will glorify God and bless men.
所以这里讲到我们以耶稣基督的心为心。
So when we say that having the mind of Christ,
耶稣基督为我们留下的最好的榜样，
and Jesus Christ has given us the best example.
他给我们留下的最好的脚踪，
and he has given us the best journey.
但是弟兄姊妹不止这样。
But not only so, brothers.
如果他只是留下了最好的榜样
，If he only gave us the best example,
跟我有什么关系
？What does it have to do with me？
那是他的伟大。
That's just how great he is.
他只是留下了他的脚踪
，If he just left us past,
跟我有什么关系
？What does that have to do with me？
我只能羡慕他。
I can only admire.
但是耶稣基督。他不仅仅是我们的道路，是真理，他是我们的生命。
But Jesus Christ not only our truth and our truth and our life.
他把他的生命留给了我们。
Because he has given us his life.
这就是腓立比书第一章保罗告诉我们的：无论施恩，无论施，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督。
That is why Paul was able to say in first chapter of Philippians that whether by life or by death, that And my body will always be magnified for Christ.
所以我们今天来看这段经文的时候，我们是在求主帮助我们哈。
So may the Lord help us as we look at this passage.
不仅我们一起来看他的美丽，他的榜样。
Not only that, we will look at his beauty and his example.
而当我们要看的时候，知道这件事情是跟我们发生最直接的关系。
As we look at it, we have to know that it has a lot to do with us.
因为这个生命在你的里面，在我的里面 ，exactly the same.
Because today the exact same life is within you and within me.
耶稣基督一粒麦子落在死里土里死了，已经结出了许多的子粒来，就是我们啊。
The Lord, the life of Jesus Christ fell on the ground as a grain of seed, and now it has yielded many fruits.
当保罗说你们当以耶稣基督的心为心的时候，他不是把一个蓝单的担子给我们。
So when Paul tells us to have the mind of Christ, he's not giving us a burden that cannot bear.
他不是给我们一个无理的要求，他在提醒我们 ，We got it.
He is not giving us an unreasonable requirement, but he's telling us that we have it.
我们已经拥有了。
We already have.
而他现在也在我们的里面。
And now he is within us.
我们可以活出他来。
That we can live him out.
在这里我们一起来看刚才的经文啊。
So let's look at the passage.
所以他说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神为同等为强夺的。
That he being in the form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God.
这里说到他完全的降卑啊。
That means he completely humbled himself.
他本来是有神的形象啊。
Because he originally had the form of God.
他跟神是同等的。
He was equal with God.
其实他就是神。
Because he was God.
这么伟大的神，跟刚刚我们已经说过的宇宙，这么伟大的宇宙，他说有就有了。
Because this is the great God who created the universe with his words.
而且命立就立，他用他全能的命令托住整个万有。
And he upheld the entire universe with his hand.
我们今天如果一个东西快掉下来，
if something's about to fall,
我们去扶它，
we'll try to catch it.
我们在那里扶十分钟，扶二十分钟还勉强可以。
We catch it and we try to uphold it maybe for 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
你要扶两个钟头，你已经一般人已经不行了。
But most people cannot uphold something for two hours.
他怎么样子能够把整个宇宙 托住他。
But how could he uphold the entire universe with his hands?
你只要地球的自转的速度有一点的偏差，今天我们都完了。
If the Earth revolves itself with just a little bit change of the speed, and we'll all be dead.
整个宇宙的次序只要出一点点的问题，今天我们全部完了。
If the entire universe got out of order just a little tiny bit, we'll all be dead.
他不仅仅创造了万有，他用他全能的命令托住万有。
Not only that he created the universe, but he uphold.The universe with his words.
他本来跟神是同等的，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He is equal with God. He does not consider robbery to be equal with God.
我想拉到跟我们比较相关来看啊。
Let's try to relate it.
降卑先说到我们不炫耀，不炫耀自己的尊荣。
What does it mean to humble yourself? Is to not glory.About your honor.
他明明是这么伟大的神。
He is this glorious God.
但是他却一点都不炫耀。
But he does not boast.
他来到地上默默无声。
He came to this world quietly.
街上听不见他的喧嚷。
You will not hear about his boasting.
你看看电影上、故事上、人类历史上，君王大官出来，满街都是人，对不对？
Look at throughout human history, all the high.People with honor, kings and emperors, they come out with great honors.
哦，我们大概三个礼拜前，有一天我跟于师母走 Highway 880向北走，我不晓得发生了什么事情，对面起码有上百辆的警察摩托车。
About 3 weeks ago, Pastor Nancy and I were on Highway 880. We don't know what happened, but on the other side of the freeway, there were at least about 100 police cars.
不光是摩托车上百辆，连警车都上百辆的。
More than 100 motorcycles and police cars.
我不知道发生什么事情。
I don't know what happened.
但我想不是什么 VIP， 就是有什么人要安葬。
Maybe it was some VIP coming or some famous people's funeral.
人的尊荣满街都看得到的。
So we can see men's glory and honor everywhere.
今天我们没有什么东西都想要夸耀自己，对不对
？But today, evenWithout anything, we still want to glorify ourselves.
连明明都承认自己黑了，还要再加一句啊，虽然黑还是秀美。
Even we will admit that we are dark, but yet we say, even though we are dark, we still beautiful.
我们没有办法不欣赏自己。
We cannot help but admire ourselves.
我们很难憋住不让人家知道我是谁。
It's hard for us to hide our identity.
连我们跟谁照过相或者看过谁，我们都要跟人家炫耀，对不对？
We even will boast that we've been taken picture with so and so someone famous.
所以我们跟蒋经国先生握过手，我那时候就跟同学说，哎呀，我今天早上跟他握手了。
If we shook hands with the prime minister in Taiwan, then I will boast about it to my classmates.
我们同学那几个握手的那天都舍不得洗手。
That day, I remember we shook hands with the prime minister in Taiwan at that time, and we didn't even want to wash our hands.
如果碰到什么名人能够跟他合照一张相，你看哪一个餐馆不挂出来的
？If some restaurant owner would take picture with some celebrity, they always post it, right?
听说有一个官二代的孩子被警察抓到的时候，他跟警察生气，他说：“你知道我是谁？我爸爸是谁吗？”
We heard the story that there was some children of some high officials in Taiwan, and after he was called by police, he asked the police, "Do you know who I am?"
他说你知道我爸爸是谁吗？
Do you know who my father is?
警察根本不理他。他说那是你要去问你妈，我不知道。
The police didn't care. He says, "I don't know about your father. You have to go ask your mom."
弟兄姊妹，我们有什么好生气的？爸爸成就你有什么好生气的
？So what's the big deal about your father's achievement?
你跟一个人照过相，参加过聚会，有什么好生气的
？So what's the big deal that you took a picture with some celebrity?
我们一点点东西，我们就巴不得人家都知道。
But how we wish that everyone would know about our little honor.
你看耶稣多伟大。
But look at how great Jesus.
这么伟大的神来到地上，这么小的地方。
This great God came to this tiny earth.
就是我们不能够明白的，好，所以我1994年到以色列去的时候，我跟一个神的仆人。走在拉撒勒的路上。
We just cannot comprehend Jesus' humility. 1994, I went to Jerusalem. I was walking on the streets with a servant of God.
他们刚刚带我们去看完耶稣可能成长的那个地方。
They just took us to see the place where Jesus possibly grew up.
但好像是住在那个石铜穴中凿出来的石铜穴，那么矮都要低着头走的。
It's like a cave out of rock. It's very low and small.
那你那么干旱，天气那么热，又没有 air condition.
in such a dry and hot weather without AC.
啊，如果我不能讲那样子，如果是我们一定想挑一个现代，对不对？什么都方便了。
If I were Jesus, I would probably pick an age that is more modernized.
啊，就算要来救人，现在来嘛，舒服多了。
So maybe I can still come in modern day and still accomplish the salvation, right? It's much more comfortable.
他挑那样子的时代来，挑那样子的一个可怜的家，连生下来都生在马槽里。
Yet he chose to come at that time to be born in such a poor family.
更让我们不能够明白的就是他是神的儿子啊。
Was even more beyond our comprehension.
当他受羞辱，当别人在那里嘲笑他的时候
，When people mocked him,
你若是神的儿子，显个神迹给我们看。
They mocked him. If you are son of God, show us a miracle.
你若是神的儿子，从十字架上下来，我们马上信你。
If you are son of God, come down from the cross, and we will believe you right away.
我跟你说，是我的话，我就跳下来再回去。
Let me tell you, if I were Jesus, I would come down and then go back to the cross again.
让你们都知道我可以下来，我是神的儿子，然后我现在是为你们死。
To show you.That I can come down, but today I'm willing to die for you.
我先行个神迹，让你们全部眼睛瞎了，我再告诉你我是谁。
I will perform a miracle and make all of you blind to show you who I am.
你发现他能，但他却不做。
You see that he was able, but he chose not to.
你发现他是，他却不宣扬。
He was, but he would not boast about it.
你发现他有，但是他却不扣留。
He had, but he did not withhold.
弟兄姊妹，这是耶稣的。伟大啊，他太伟大了。多少的时候，只要他为自己做一点事情，他的遭遇会完全不一样。
Oftentimes, if he could just do a little bit for himself, then he would have a completely different experience.
弟兄姊妹，来看看我们，看看他，再看看我们。我说，为什么我们觉得我们惭愧？
Look at him and look at ourselves. That's why I say we feel ashamed.
你们姊妹每天早上花那么多时间在干嘛？
Sisters, every morning you spend so much time doing what?
东擦擦西涂涂，就是为了自己让人家 looks good， 对不对？
You put a lot of stuff on your face so that you will look better.
适当的话就好了啦。适当就好了。
Okay, just moderation, a little bit of moderation would be okay.
不要花那么多时间啊。
Don't spend so much time.
没有人看的啦。
No one will pay attention.
对不起，这不是我说的，人家心理学家统计过，你烫了个头发，换一个新衣服进来，只有20%-30%的人注意到你，没有人会注意到你不同。
Sorry, it was not from me, but psychological statistics shows that if you got a perm, new perm, a new dress, only about 20% or 30% people will notice.
没有，我一点不是在嘲笑大家，我们太自觉了，太在乎自己了。
I don't mean to tease, but then we're really too self-conscious.
我们花太多的时间把自己弄得很好看。
We spend too much time to make us look better.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实我们有什么好骄傲的呢
？But actually, what do we have to be proud?
所以为什么圣经上说夸口的指着主夸口
？That's why the Bible says those who boast boast in the Lord.
一面来说，他是我们的夸口，我们别无所夸。
Because he should be our boast, we have nothing to boast.
一面来说，你想夸口的话，看看主再夸好了。
But yet, on the other hand, if you want to boast about yourself, pause and look at the Lord first.
所以有人说，每次当你骄傲的时候，你就到水上去走走看。
That's why some people says, anytime you feel proud about yourself, try walk on the water.
谁可以在水上走？
Who can walk on the water?
如果你连水都不能走，就不要骄傲了。
If you cannot even walk on water, stop being proud about yourself.
连彼得都走过。
Even Peter walked on water.
我们不久前才刚刚读过他三次否认主，我们都那么瞧不起他，连他都走过。
See, we just read about he denied the Lord 3 times, and we kind of despise him. Even he walked on the water.
我们有什么好骄傲的呢
？So what do we have to be proud about?
我的孩子是读这个，我的车子是这个，我的房子。弟兄姊妹，我们这些东西神给我们感恩，但是我们不是骄傲的。
We shouldn't be proud about our kids go to this school or we have this kind of car or house. Everything is from the Lord. We have nothing to be proud about.
降卑啊，降卑啊。
Humble.Be humble.
我自己都知道，这个骄傲是我们人的本性啊，真的是败坏的本性。
I know that very well. That pride is part of our nature, this corrupted nature.
我没有一次被神管教不跟骄傲有关的。
There's not a single time that the Lord disciplined me and it has nothing to do with pride.
太多次我被管教的时候，是我认为我这么谦卑，怎么会被管教？
Many times the Lord disciplined me when I feel I'm so humble.
真的，我真的认为我很谦卑，结果被神显出来，我根本都不敢看自己。
So that was the time when I feel I'm so humble and the Lord exposed to me, and I dare not to look at myself.
在我们的谦卑里面都带着骄傲。
There's even pride in our humility.
啊，人家说你余弟兄真有名啊，你真有帮助啦。我说没有，没有，没有。
So when people say, "Brother, you're so famous and you help so many people," and I say, "Oh, no, there's nothing."
啊，人怕出名，猪怕肥。好，神的仆人更怕出名。啊，要为我祷告。我们都讲得很好听。
So we will tell people, "It's not good to be famous. So please pray for me." We will say this, and it sounds really good.
那回到家，开车路上想，刚刚他说什么？他说什么？啊，又就回想去了。
But yet, after I leave the meeting, driving home, on the way driving home, I would say, "Oh, what did he say about me?"
有时候年轻的时候更是这样，躺在床上翻过来翻过去，都在想他那天讲话跟讲话的表情。
And I was even more so when I was younger. While lying in bed, I could turn and toss myself on the bed and thinking about people's praises.
弟兄姊妹，那个骄傲有时候连自己都不知道，你就晓得多骄傲了。
You know, sometimes we're not even aware of our pride. That is how proud we are.
那彼得讲到别人扎心，众人扎心了。
So when Peter preached, everyone felt their hearts being pierced.
我们这些骄傲的人讲完道自己扎心。
But those of us who are proud about ourselves, after we preach,Our hearts are pierced.
啊，因为听到别人讲完，别人都夸他，你讲的真好，讲的真好。我们讲完没人夸，扎心了。听得懂吗？别人讲到底下都感动，都被扎了。我们讲到底下人都在打瞌睡，扎自己的心了。
When Peter preached, everyone's hearts felt pierced.But when we preach, everyone fell asleep, and then our hearts are pierced.
啊，我们里面不服气吗？为什么大卫杀死千千，不是扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，就把保罗这一个人、扫罗这个人给毁了呢
？And then we feel exactly like how King Saul felt when people praise that Saul kills thousands and David kills 10,000.
我们把自己
and that jealousy destroyed King Saul.
我们把自己放得太高了。
Because we elevated ourselves too much.
你看多少次招待告诉我们，请你们往前坐，都不肯往前坐。
How often times when the usher brothers and sisters ask us to move forward and we will not do so.
我上次回头看到一个招待在前面带到第二排，一招待发现那个人已经不见了。
Once I saw this usher, he thought he was leading someone all the way to the second row, and then he turned around.The person disappeared.
这个不过一个月前我刚刚看到的。
I just saw it a month ago.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人就不肯顺服，我们就是想要 be myself.
We are not willing to obey. We just want to be ourselves.
我们只觉得自己不错。
We think we're pretty good.
我在外面讲道的时候，还常常夸我们弟兄姊妹，清洁队、整洁队有50%是博士。
When I go to other churches to preach, I often praise our church that they're about 40% or 50% of the members in the cleaning team are PhDs.
一面真的是不容易，一面其实说老实话没什么好夸的。
But on one hand, it is something very special. But on the other hand, it's nothing to boast about.
这么伟大的神
，This great God，
在勇士里面、荣耀里面跟父神同等的那一位啊。
The God, He is God who is equal with God in eternal glory.
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He does not consider robbery to be equal with God.
在这里说到他反倒虚己。
But yet he emptied himself.
取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Taking on the form of bond servant, became a man.
请大家注意，英文是 bond servant， 你是被绑住的一个仆人。
He became a bond servant, a servant who is bound.
在那个时代的 bond servant， 这些是奴隶，是主人的财产。
At that time, bond servants are slaves. They are properties of their masters.
他可以自由的支配，可以自由的买卖，可以自由的羞辱他们。
The master can freely mock them and sell them and do whatever they want with them.
你说保罗自称自己是耶稣基督的 bond servant， 是耶稣基督的奴仆，我们能够明白。
Yes, we can understand when Paul says that he is a bond servant to Jesus Christ.
而我们主耶稣基督降卑，成为 bond servant， 这是我们永远不能明白的。
But yet, our Lord Jesus Christ, he humbled and lower himself until.To be a bond servant, that is something that we can never understand.
当天晚上就要被抓，第二天要被定。
On the night before he was captured, he was arrested and be crucified.
他白天还在听在门徒们在那里彼此互相争谁伟大。
The day before he was still hear his disciples fighting to be greater.
在最伟大的神面前彼此在那里争谁是大的。
In front of this great God, they're fighting to be great.
耶稣傍晚的时候脱下衣服束上带子拿一盆水来为他们洗脚。
That night,Jesus girded himself, took a towel and a bucket of water to wash their feet.
有人说这是连帮 servant 都不做的事情。
Some says it is not something, it's something that even bond servant would not do.
连这些奴隶都不太做这样子的事情。
Even the slaves would not like to do that.
而耶稣基督跪在他们面前为他们每一个人洗脚。
Yet Jesus was on his knees to wash their feet.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 amazing grace, amazing love, 不能够明白的恩典，太奇异的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing grace, something so amazing we cannot understand.
英文在这里讲到虚极的时候，有一个翻译叫做 empty himself, 这是 Darby 的翻译啊。
So in Darby's translation, it translated.He emptied himself.
NIV 的翻译叫做 made himself nothing.
And in the NIV translation says made himself nothing.
就完全没有自己。
Made himself nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这个真的是耶稣基督希望我们每一个人这样子活的。
And actually, that is the life that Jesus hopes that we will all live.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。